USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has announced the release of another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News that the president's own policies are the reason for the rising gas prices.
What America saw was President Biden blaming rising gasoline prices on the war in Ukraine. But look, most Americans know gasoline prices have gone up 50% before the first shot was fired.
A top Fed Reserve official believes interest rates could hit 5% if inflation doesn't slow down. Speaking at the Women Corporate Directors Minnesota chapter, Minneapolis Fed Reserve Bank President Neil Kashkari notes progress on inflation hasn't been seen yet. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley claims whistleblower documents can prove that President Joe Biden was aware of and possibly involved in his son's overseas business dealings.
Now, there's not much I can say about what's in those documents, but I can say I know that there's reasons, legitimate allegations of potential things that need to be investigated.
The senator saying he wrote a letter earlier this week to the U.S. Attorney General, FBI Director, and U.S. Attorney for Delaware, notifying them of these claims. The quarterback of the Miami Dolphins says he was unconscious at one point while dealing with a concussion. Speaking to reporters, Tua Tagovailoa says he remembers everything up until when he was tackled in the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Despite being unconscious for a time, he says he does remember some things from the ambulance in addition to the hospital. The Miami Dolphins host the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
With the midterm elections on everyone's minds, one Republican senator believes the choice is clear on who to vote for.
As we approach the midterm elections early next month, crime is on the minds of Americans heading into the polls. In the Pennsylvania senatorial race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz could decide the majority in the Senate. Philly crime through October 16th, as reported by the Philly PD, robberies involving a gun is up 49%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out soft-on-crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them.
None of the Democrats running want to be anywhere near him. They're running away desperately from the failed agenda of the radical left. That really says something when the President of the United States is a millstone around the neck of these Democrat candidates.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is still a global emergency. It says the health of people around the world is still being affected by COVID. This despite the WHO noting a view among some is that the pandemic has ended. There's more than a half a billion dollars on the line in tonight's Powerball drawing. It's been 11 weeks since anyone matched all of the winning numbers in the multi-state lottery. The drawing set for just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.